And we're glad you're with us this morning on this very rainy day to help usher out the old year and greet the new one. This Unitarian Universalist Church is a place where we are reminded that we are not alone. This is a place where we are reminded that what we do matters. This is a place where we offer gratitude and kindness in every expression. We are Unitarian Universalists, and all are welcome here. If you're a first-time visitor, you're invited to fill out one of the visitor cards found over on the buffet table and put the card in the basket, and we'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know what's going on here at the church. And we do have a nursery for infants and children under the age of 4 through that door or at that table right there. Please ask an usher if you need help finding the nursery, or ask Casey. Yeah, right. On the table where Casey is and the children are, we have a variety of quiet activities for all ages. You're invited to go to that table anytime during the service to take an activity back to your seat. And we welcome everyone into this home of comfort, spirit, justice, and hope, and hope to see you again on future Sundays. I have a few announcements, and then Nancy Kniff is going to come up and make an announcement. We're having worship services here in the Kate Worker Fellowship Hall for the next few weeks, as painting in the sanctuary will be starting soon, we hope. Well, I'm looking at you for a confirmation that painting is starting.
It's scheduled for the first week of January.
Okay. Assuming the roof gets fixed before then. Okay.
Let's not talk about it during service.
Anyway, we will be meeting here for the next few weeks. We also really need people to sign up to do coffee hour cleanup. If you have drunk a glass of lemonade or had a cup of coffee in your hand or eaten a cookie, it's only fair that you sign up to clean up. So the sign-up sheet's over in the desk. So I'll expect a whole list of people, names on that list. And Nancy, you want to make an announcement from the Ministerial Search Committee?
Sure. The Ministerial Search Committee wanted you all to know what's happening, what's coming up. Bill created a timeline. The top part is what we've already accomplished. And then the bottom part is what's pending, what we're process of working on. So if you want to come over and look at it, it's right here. Bright colors so it's easy to see. You know it's there. And if you have any questions, be sure and ask any of us on the search committee.
Is there anybody else on the search committee that is here today, Nancy?
Mary.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We begin our worship service this morning with a prelude. call to worship words, "Ring Out Wild Bells," were written by Alfred Lord Tennyson and published in 1850. Ring out, wild bells, to the wild, wild sky, to the flying clouds, the frosty light. The year is dying in the night. Ring out, wild bells, and let it die. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring, happy bells, across the snow. The year is going, let it go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind for those that here we see no more. Ring out the feud of rich and poor. Ring in the redress to humankind. Ring out false pride in place and blood, the civic slander and the spite. Ring in the love of truth and right. Ring in the common love of good. As Paul Hebert lights our chalice this morning, please join in the reading in the sheet of paper in your hymnal. We light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all creation, the power of love to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day.
If everyone could rise as your body and spirit allow, for the first hymn, 1008, our hymn of the month, When Our Heart Is in a Holy Place.
If this seems interesting to you, we're taking application for worship associates for next year. So I have a story from this book called Come Into the Circle, and it's by Laura Wilkerson Spencer, and it's called The Worry Tree. The family had gathered at Grandma's house for their regular Sunday dinner. As usual, it was a lively gathering with lots of talking, arguing, laughing, and joking. 8-year-old Sarah sat quietly next to her grandmother. She ate slowly. She looked around at her family and then gave a big sigh. "What's the matter, sweetie?" Grandma asked. "You weren't yourself tonight." "I don't know," Sarah said. "Are you worried about something? You look worried." "Well, yesterday my friend Toby started playing with the new girl in class. What if she likes her better? And today Smokey, that's her cat, barfed all over the kitchen floor. What if he's sick? And this morning on the way to school, Dad was listening to the radio and the news sounded really scary. I really thought about Cousin Mike being a soldier. What if he gets hurt?" By this time, some of the others had stopped talking and started listening to Sarah's worries. They all had worries of their own and wondered what Grandma would have to say. "I know how you feel, Sarah," she said. "I was thinking about Mike myself. Yesterday, I got a letter from my friend Brenda, and she told me she was going to need surgery on her eyes. And the news sounds pretty scary to me, too, sometimes." She looked around the table and noticed that everyone was listening now. "I have a secret trick that helps me when I'm worried. I turn to a special friend when my worries get in the way of my work or make me feel bad. You see, I know that these worries don't help make things better. Holding on to my worries can keep me from making the best of each day. It can get in the way of my doing something that can help." "What's your secret trick? Who's your special friend, Grandma?" Sarah asked. Grandma got up from the table and opened the drawer. She pulled out a pad of paper and some pens. Then she began to explain. "When my worries are bothering me, I sit down and write them on a piece of paper. Sometimes I just write a word or two. Other times I write and write and write until I feel all the worries poured out onto the paper. Then I take a walk out to the back of the yard. You know that big tree way back in the corner? Grandpa planted that tree when we first moved here. I call it Grandfather Tree. Well, Grandfather Tree has a hole in it. So I take my worries and I give them to Grandfather. I put them right in the hole. I ask him to hold these worries for me. I tell them that I don't want to carry them around with me right now. It doesn't mean that I don't care about Brenda or Mike or anyone anymore. It doesn't mean what is happening on the news doesn't matter. It just means that I'm not weighed down. It means I can have the energy to call Brenda and write a letter to Mike. It means I'm ready to go on doing what I need to do, like be your grandma and have you all over for dinner." She gave Sarah a little hug. "Do you want to try?" "Yes, I do," said Sarah. "I want to try." "Me too," said the others. Grandma passed around the pad of paper and each person took a piece. Soon, everyone was writing. After dinner, while they were waiting for their stomachs to make room for dessert, they all took a walk to Grandfather Tree. "Grandfather, please hold my worries for me," said Sarah. "I need some help today." Then she dropped the paper in the hole. The others did the same. They all stood there for a few moments looking at the tree, each one silently asking the tree to hold their worries. As they walked back to the house, they all felt lighter. They stood a little straighter. They were ready to go ahead into the next day, better prepared to face whatever would come their way.
Each week, we participate in a spiritual practice of giving to this community a portion of the financial resources that we receive. We do this with the hope that these gifts will bring blessings to the world. We do this with the hope that this congregation will bring a message of love to the world. We give financially as we are able, as an act of hope, making our faith, our trust, real in word and deed. This morning's offering will be gratefully received. May it be joyfully given. On your sheet is the offertory blessing. Please join in reciting the offertory blessing. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these offerings.
The first reading this morning is entitled As the Year Winds Down and is by Reverend Mark Stringer. As the year winds down to its close and we are submerged once again in seasonal darkness we have come to know so well, we have reason to think back on the year that was, if only because it will soon be gone. We think back to the friends we have made, the sorrow we have endured, the love we have found, the loneliness we have survived. We think back to the blessings of being forgiven and the gift we offered ourselves when we forgave. We think back to those who listened to us in times of need and the times we could have listened more. We think back to the things we traded for our time and to what we may have overlooked in the process. We think back to the times when we were afraid and uncertain and we trudged ahead anyway, and the times when we were compassionate when we could have been cold. In this season of still growing night, may we see more clearly against the dark background of our living, the true light of our lives, the love we give to others, and the peace we nurture in ourselves.
Our second reading is from the Sufi poet, and I'm not sure how to say this, Muhammad Sabarami. The past flies away. Coming months and years do not exist. Only the pinprick of this moment belongs to us. We decorate the speck of a moment, time, by calling it a flowing river or a stream. But often I find myself alone in a desert wilderness, straining to catch the faint echo of unfamiliar sounds.
If you could please rise as your body and spirit allow for our second hymn, The Fire of Commitment, 1028.
Spirits This reading is from Neil Gaiman. I hope that in this year to come, you make mistakes. Because if you are making mistakes, then you are making new things. Trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing yourself, changing your world. You're doing things you've never done before. And more importantly, you're doing something. So that's my wish for you and for all of us, and my wish for myself. Make new mistakes. Make glorious, amazing mistakes. Make mistakes nobody's ever made before. Don't freeze. Don't stop. Don't worry that it's not good enough or it isn't perfect, whatever it is, art or love or work or family or life. Whatever it is you're scared of doing, do it. Make your mistakes next year and forever.
This is a reading by Reverend Elizabeth Tarbox called Wide Wings. Hollow bones, streamlined feathers, and wings shaped to push aside the viscosity of air are not what make birds fly. Birds let go of their grasp on safe perches at the tops of trees because something calls to them. They unfold their untried wings and feel an unimagined power. They soar out, up, and through the winter sky because an ancient longing pulls them home. Loosed from the sticky grasp of earth, free from the snarls of lesser creatures with daggers in their teeth and muscles in their legs, birds laugh upward, homeward, drawn calling which bids them welcome in the sky. Bird, take me with you when you go. Oh, not my lumbering body and knitted tissue, no. Take some other me with you, some invisible soul of me that hears the call you hear, that moves effortlessly with you through the bright pink silk of dawn and the warm butter spread of morning. Carry my longing to be weightless, to move as light moves, to be unseen, scattered through time and space. Teach me to trust my wings. Okay, so as we continue to seek out the stories of hope in our world in the new year, there are also some things we would very much like to put behind us from the old year. Most of you have received little tiny pieces of paper from the ushers. If not, ushers, see who else needs pieces of paper. And you've had time to write something on these pieces of paper. Maybe not. Take your time. We got time. So write on these pieces of paper, Isabella, Lucy needs one. Those things from which we would seek to unburden yourself in the coming year. And then once you've done that, if you are above the age of 10 or 10 or older, you can come over and give it to the flame and unburden yourself. If it's a word or two that you want to share with everybody, go ahead and say it as you're burning your piece of paper. If not, just burn your thing. Unburdening from our past gives us hope for the future. So, if you're already ready, you can go ahead and do it. We have some time.
Let go. Let go.
Yes, you have to let go of the paper. It's more than just metaphorical. It's Yeah, it's flash paper. It doesn't leave any residue.
Yeah. That's it. Don't fold it, because you fold it. So.
That's kind of cool. Anybody else? Phil? No? Phil? Not Phil. Everybody released?
We got one more.
One more. Okay.
This year, and his idea was to put grief and sadness in it.
Oh.
grief and sadness will stay.
Is it worse than
everyone?
It's okay.
I got that wax. Grief and sadness, we mean it. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Look at that. Yay. What happened? You have released here, be forever gone from your spirit and cease to trouble you. May you be relieved and renewed, ever mindful that love is always more powerful than fear, and that compassion is the key to freedom from resentment.
Our meditation today was actually written by some of the ladies in our congregation during our meditation class last year with Michelle. It's called Connections and Love, and there are three parts. So for the first part, if you could either hold hands or at least allow space as so we can come together as a congregation and a community. May our journey have health. May our journey have wisdom. May our journey be open-minded. May our journey have integrity. May our journey have humor. May our journey have learning. May there be connections, and may we know love. For the second part, if you could look at the person sitting next to you, pair up as best as you can. May your journey have health. May your journey have wisdom. May your journey be open-minded. May your journey have integrity. May your journey have humor. May your journey have learning. May there be connections, and may we know love. And for the last one's for yourself. May my journey have health. May my journey have wisdom. May my journey be open-minded. May my journey have integrity. May my journey have humor. May my journey have learning. May there be connections, and may we know love. Now please pray or meditate as is your custom. Our closing song today is not a hymn, but it's one everybody knows. Our closing song is Auld Lang Syne, which means old long ago in the old Scottish dialect, and the song is about love and friendship in times past. And your words are on the sheet, and we're going to go through it twice.
Always there is a beginning, a new day, a new month, a new year. Forever the old passes away, and a newness emerges from the richness that was. Nothing is ever lost in the many changes time brings. What was, in some way, will be, though changed in form. Always there is a beginning, a new day, a new month, a new season, a new year. Our worship has ended. Let our service begin.